Everybody knows I'm the dumbest. I can't handle calculus.
Come on, ladies. There's no wrong answer.
Well, are you big enough to take me down to principal's office? Because that's just what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take me.
One school year to turn this place around.
Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli?
I don't know.
Ridgemont High. Will Sean Penn ever graduate? Public schools are places where memorable things happen, of course. They're also places where dramas are played out and carried out, as we've seen, for the rest of people's lives. So on this Friday, we're reminded that Hollywood has noticed this about schools. They noticed it quite a while ago. We're going to take a look at some of the great movies set in public schools. Grease is one of them. Actually, the horror film Carrie is one of them. We've got the heroic Stand and Deliver.
I mean, how noble to sacrifice himself for the benefit of the team. Do you have the ganas? Do you have the desire?
Yes, I have the ganas.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Yes.
You're supposed to say no.
Oh, fabulous. There's the insurgent comedies Breakfast Club, nominated by Adam on Facebook, and as listener Terry pointed out, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I want to congratulate you for being on time.
Excuse me, sir. I think there's been a mistake. I know it's detention, but I don't think I belong in here.
Bueller? Bueller?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night.
Oh, I feel like I went to those schools. There are the mean boys of Blackboard Jungle.
You got a big mouth. Tell me to do this, do that. Well, are you big enough to take me down to principal's office? Because that's just what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take me. Well, come on, take me!
And there are the mean girls of Mean Girls.
I'm new. I just moved here from Africa.
What?
I used to be homeschooled.
Wait, what?
My mom taught me at home.
No, I know what homeschool is. I'm not retarded. So you've actually never been to a real school before? Shut up.
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer join us now. Rafer and Kristen, of course, Movie Date podcast team. In addition to hosting that podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. You can always subscribe at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hi, John.
There are so many examples.
There's so many great high school movies, and really, we wanted to think mostly about great education movies this week because we've been talking about education all week on The Takeaway.
Well, Stand and Deliver qualifies. What would you pick?
Absolutely. And also, one of my favorites is To Sir With Love, another inspiring teacher movie.
I suddenly realized that you are not children, that you will be adults in a few weeks, with all the responsibilities that implies. So, from now on, you will be treated as such by me and by each other, as adults.
That's Sidney Poitier, and he is just so inspiring as an inner-city teacher in East London during the mod 60s, which look fabulous in this movie. And he's an immigrant, he's black, he's got a lot of low-income kids who really are usually treated like criminals, and he treats them like grown-ups and really turns them around.
And it said a lot to what was going on in America at the time that movie was produced.
Oh, absolutely. They had to set it, I think, outside the U.S. to really let people absorb the story, but it's very much about the U.S. still.
Rafer?
You know, one of my favorites is Half Nelson with Ryan Gosling. I like that movie because although he is a drug addict and doesn't do exactly the most traditional teaching in the movie, he still tries to make a connection with one of his students, impart some wisdom, try to put her on the right path and, you know, save her from essentially going down the tubes.
What is history?
Opposites.
You can read the board. So happy to hear that. No, what is it? What does it mean, Stace?
Change.
Thank you, Stacy. I'm glad to hear someone's paying attention.
You know, both of you have chosen pictures that talk about teacher challenges in the classroom. I think that's interesting. We've heard all about that this week.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, teachers, they really, you know, it's a challenge trying to teach these kids. When you're in a public school in particular, you know, you don't have a self-selected group of students. You've got to try to connect with a whole range of kids, and you've got to try to – you have to be the disciplinarian. You have to be the nice guy. You have to be no-nonsense. You have to be kind. I think it's really – it's quite a job.
It's no casting call for the kids.
No, I think it's one of the toughest jobs there is out there, being a teacher. I wouldn't want to have to do it myself. I think if I did, I'd be closer to bad teacher, Cameron Diaz. But hats off to all the public school teachers out there.
Which is why you guys would rather be movie directors. There's an easy job. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.